Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, your sponsor, Lunishma Sarambi Akashom Lea Basitzchuk. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Lamedches. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings that Odom HaRishon, the Gemara says three ways how to define his rebellion. The Gemara brings that Rav Yehuda Amarav said Odom HaRishon min hoyo. He was a min. Rav Yitzchak Amar, he was Moishech Be'orlosoi. And Rav Nachman Amar, he was Koifer Be'ikor. So we have to understand, first of all, what is the difference between the three opinions? And how do we understand that Odom HaRishon, the one who was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spoke and saw Hashem, got to these levels? What does it mean that he's a mean, a Koifer Be'ikor, or Moshech Bar Losei? So the Maharal gives us the keys to understand it. First, let's understand the three opinions, what they are. The Maharal tells us that, first of all, the levels, the stages we're supposed to be, is the first opinion is Moshech Bar Losei. That's really the first opinion. The only reason the Gemara brings it later is because that opinion and the last opinion of Koifer Be'ikor, they learn from the same Pasuk. But really, it goes from bad to worst, starting with Moshech Bar Losei, then Min, and then Koifer Be'ikor. What's the difference between the three? So explains the Maharal that Moshech Bar Losei means Arlo is a kisui, is a cover, is some kind of a separation between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and an Adam. When a person is Moshech Bar Losei, that idea is that he's taking for himself, he's putting for himself in a place where he's a little bit separated from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Min is someone who is worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's already another level. That's a level of somebody who not only has a separation from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he's actually having another Eloyah, another God that he's worshipping to. And Koifer Be'ikor, that's the worst, because Koifer Be'ikor means he completely denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Kfira Legamri. Taking this Maharal's concepts and really connecting it to the Parshias that we're holding on. This is what the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Bo, and Rabbeinu Bechaya in these Parshias, explain the three levels of Kfira the Yetzias Mitzrayim is coming to exclude. So one level of Kfira is saying that there's no Chas Hashem, there's no Boire, there's no Kodesh Baruch Hu. The second level is there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he is not involved in what's going on here in the world. And the third level is there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he is involved in what's going on in the world, but he is limited Chas Hashem to the rules and regulations of the world. Rabbi Bechaya says that these are the three stages of the Makkos, the way it's introduced to power. The first set of Makkos, it says before the Makkos Dam, it says, Leman Teda Kani Hashem. You should know the Am Hashem. That's connected to the Kfira of Koifer Be'ikor, saying this Nor Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem. The second stage is, Leman Teda Kani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. Not only the Am Hashem, but I'm Hashem here in this land. I didn't just create the world and leave the world, but I'm the one that's here. And the third stage is, Leman Teda King Kamoini Bechol Haaretz. There's nothing like me. There's no limitations to the koyach of Hashem in the world. This seems to be the three things the Maharal mentions over here. You have Koifer Be'ikor is Chas Hashalom, not Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's Min, there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but there is some other koyach they have to worship. And then there is Moshech Bar Losei, he says there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no other koyach to be Moshech, but there is some separation between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Adam. The Adam has his own place, meaning there is some limitation to the Gilu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now what does it mean? The Adam HaRishon came to that level. So the Maharal hints to something which seems to be was brought down based on the Marizal. The one who's ma'arichin it a lot is the Leshem in his Sfarim. He speaks about what Odom HaRishon was trying to do. And I saw that Reb Chaim Friedland there also alludes to the same concept. The Leshem explains, a Pi HaRizal, that Odom HaRishon, what he did the chait, he had a good intention. But just to get the concept is, the Odom HaRishon wanted to go and uproot all the bad in the world, all koiches hara that you have in the world, to go and take it completely out of this world. But in order to do that, in order to get to the level of completely removing the bad from the world, you have to give some shlita, some recognition to the fact that the bad has a mokum. If you don't recognize the bad, you can't uproot them. So you have to recognize the koiches hara, and then to go and fight them. The problem is, the slippery slope is, that once you recognize Koyich HaSarah, that level of recognition may be a level of hastara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lashon goes on to say that that place is where Adam HaRishon slipped. And that's also many others. Arba Shenichasu the Paradis want to do the same thing. That's a little bit of the mistakes that Shlomo HaMelech did. He goes on to speak through the Doris, how many, there was a few that made that mistake. Baal Kol Ponim, according to this, the Maharal is saying something. The Maharal says that Adam HaRishon, he was creating for himself some place. Not that he completely denied HaKadosh Baruch in the world, but he made some area where there he doesn't see, doesn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings the example of the Maharal, that Adam HaRishon was hiding from Hashem. How do you hide from Hashem? Because in a certain level, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but some place where he is not. And according to what the Lesha brings, the pshat is that the fact that he recognized the bad created some kind of location where in that place, Bedas, he doesn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was done Lashem Shemayim for the right reason, but in the end of the day, it was done wrongly. And the Mechleikah says in the Gemara, what level of kfira did Adam HaRishon get in that place, in that stage? Hadvarim Mamukim v'yesh le'ayin behem oid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.